Senate President Gates, bring us up to date now on week six of the session. I'd like to begin, if you would, with the Senate's approval of two education bills, the first of which overhauls the state's school grading system.
That's right, Sandra. As a former school board member and as a former superintendent, I have a difficulty now even being able to explain the school grading system. It's gotten so covered with barnacles and triggers and extra factors that it's so complicated, I think it no longer is a simple incentive for schools to do better. And so under the leadership of Senator John Legge, our education chair, we clarified, working closely with the Commissioner of Education, we clarified and simplified the school grading system, the A through F system, created a simple point system based on student performance, and eliminated all of the triggers and participation points and things like that that folks didn't seem to be able to understand or explain. So that under this bill, district and school grades, which would be released every year in the summer at the same time, will be simplified and transparent. That way parents can understand how their schools are doing and taxpayers can understand how their county school system is doing.
Now, the other bill I wanted to ask you about regards local control of textbook selection, giving that to local school boards. That also passed the full Senate.
It did. That was Senate Bill 864. And what that bill did was to affirm the authority of local school boards to make decisions about instructional materials and textbooks. We've had so many people come to my office or meet with me in late neighborhood days and say, you know, how do textbooks get selected? How is instructional material decided upon? Of course, we have a lot of people who are scientists, mathematicians, engineers in our area who say, well, gosh, I think that we ought to have more rigorous material in our schools dealing with STEM issues. You know, how do we do that? And there are other people who are concerned maybe about the quality of a particular kind of textbook. So what we've done is pass a bill that affirms that the local school board has the authority and responsibility to select those textbooks and then to create a parent and citizen committee. So you got subject area experts in these academic fields who can advise the school district about what kind of textbooks and instructional materials are most appropriate. And, of course, there's no problem at all in school districts working with each other to get volume discounts. It's just a way to affirm local control as opposed to state or federal control of instructional materials.
What other Week 6 highlights would you like to discuss before we move on?
Well, just to mention this, Sandra, that we in the Senate passed an extension and expansion of our historic ethics bill that we passed last year. This year we passed Senate Bill 1194, which requires organizations like Citizens Insurance and Enterprise Florida, in other words, public-private organizations, to adhere to the same code of ethics, the same conflict of interest requirements, the same transparency provisions that are now required of state government. I think that's important because when you carry out a governmental function using public money, you ought to be transparent to the public. So we passed that bill and sent it over to our partners in the House. We hope they'll take it up.
I wanted to briefly ask you before we move on about the status of gaming reform. There's a bill sponsored by Senator Eleanor Sobel requiring vets to report dog injuries. That passed the Senate Gaming Committee. Where does it stand? Where do you think it's going?
Well, I support that legislation. I think that there ought to be reporting of injuries of animals that are used in gaming. And more than that, I believe in decoupling. I don't think that we ought to be running these dog races as a mandate. I think it's inhuman to the dogs. You don't have people really who go to these facilities anymore to watch the dog races. It's really a beard to cover a gambling organization or a gambling casino. If we want to provide for gambling casinos in the state, then we ought to provide for them, but we ought not to be misusing and killing and abusing dogs to do so. So I'm in favor of decoupling, and that's the position of the Senate. Now, our friends in the House say that those reforms are dead, that they're not going to take them up, but there's 2 weeks left in the session. We'll see.
All right, let's look ahead now. For week seven, not much happening because it is Easter week, but you say there is a lot on your plate for week eight. Three bills of interest to residents here in Northwest Florida. Talk about those.
Senator Latvala's bill, Senate Bill 1400, would provide subsidized in-state tuition for illegal aliens or undocumented students, however you want to describe them. This is a bill that would create a new class of eligibles, a new entitlement for undocumented or illegal students. And it's a bill that's raised a great deal of concern, a lot of controversy around the state. We're hearing from people in all parts of Florida, both opposed to the bill and also in favor of the bill. I'm skeptical. I intend to vote no on the bill. But I really would like to hear from people in Northwest Florida. If you have an opinion one way or the other, if you agree or disagree with subsidized tuition for undocumented or illegals, let us know. You can call me toll-free at 866-450-4366. Or you can simply go to flsenate.gov and click on the list of senators. My name comes up and send me an email. That bill's coming up. Another bill that's coming over from the House is House Bill 7167, and that's a bill that would expand the state's tax credit scholarship program. It's a program that allows private school students to receive taxpayer-funded vouchers if the students come from low-income families. And the bill's coming over with an expansion to allow more students at higher incomes to participate in the program. But the agreement that I had with Speaker Weatherford was that it was time for academic accountability. We need to have some kind of way of knowing whether these students are progressing or regressing. Let their parents know, let their teachers know, let the public know how well this program is doing or not doing. So the Senate position is we want academic accountability. I'd be interested to know how you feel. If your listeners would like to call us at 866-450-4366 or email me at flsenate.gov, let me know how you feel about that voucher bill. And then finally, Sandra, we're going to be negotiating with the House over the next few days about additional tax cuts. We've already cut taxes by $400 million to reduce and roll back tag and title fees, and that will affect virtually every Floridian, every family. But now we're going to do about another $100 million in tax cuts, and I'd be interested to know what people think would be the most helpful to them. There are some folks who are suggesting that we ought to reduce taxes on commercial leases. Others say we ought to continue the practice of tax-free holidays, back-to-school holidays, or tax-free hurricane supply days. And I'd be very interested to know what your views are, what your listeners' views are, before we make those decisions in negotiations with the House of Representatives.
And you say that these are bills that have already garnered a lot of attention.
They have. They have. Senator Latvala's bill that would provide the subsidized in-state tuition to undocumented or illegal students is generating a huge amount of discussion around the state. I will tell you that Senator Latvala has reported to the press that he believes a majority of the Senate will support the bill. I'm not in that majority. I have a hard time with that bill. With vouchers, I believe there ought to be accountability. I think school choice is a good idea. I'm in favor particularly of letting folks get out of failing schools and low-income people who are trapped in those schools to be able to have a choice. But I also want to make sure that we're getting some academic value received. So that's why I believe in some sort of valid and reliable assessment of students so parents will know whether their children are progressing. And then the tax cuts. You know, the great thing is Washington keeps talking about which taxes to raise. In Florida, we're having a discussion about which taxes to cut, but I appreciate the opinions and the good counsel of people in Northwest Florida. So email me at flsenate.gov or give me a call at our toll-free number, 866-450-4366. Let us know how you feel before I vote as the senator for Northwest Florida on these bills.
And while most lawmakers are home this week for the holiday, Senate President Gates says he'll be staying in the state capitol, getting ready for budget negotiations.
We have two more weeks in the session, week 8, and then we have week 9, and we're going to bring in a balanced budget. We're going to live within our means. We're going to lower debt, and we're going to lower taxes, and I think we'll come in with a good session overall.
All right, Senator, thank you so much, and do your best to enjoy it.
And happy Easter and blessed Passover to all your listeners.
Florida Senate President Don Gates, and I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.